Welcome to Monet's Water Lilies. In 1883, Claude Monet moved his family to Giverny, a small town outside of Paris. By then, he was 42 years old and widely heralded as the leader of the Impressionist painters. There, he planned and cultivated an impressive flower garden and Japanese water lily pond, which would become the main subject of his art for the rest of his life. Initially, he created naturalistic paintings of the pond and surrounding garden, and in 1909, an exhibition of this work was a huge success. But within a few years, Monet's life changed dramatically. In addition to the outbreak of World War I, both his wife and son passed away, and he began having difficulties with his eyesight. He dealt with these hardships by resolving to work even more intensely on the subject of water lilies. In 1915, he built a studio to accommodate canvases up to 20 feet long, a scale virtually unheard of at the time. However, these water lily paintings were poorly received when they were exhibited in 1927 and essentially neglected for 20 years. Their rediscovery in the middle of the 20th century is one of the most striking reversals in art history. On this tour, you will hear from Anne Temkin, the Marie-José and Henri Kravis Chief Curator of Painting and Sculpture and the organizer of this exhibition. For detailed instructions on using this acoustic guide, press 101 and the play button at any time.